Welcome, everyone, to the Happy Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Kerry Jack, lifestyle entrepreneur, professional model slash actor, biohacker, and eco-warrior striving to make a positive impact on this planet. My goal is to inspire, educate, and entertain you while reminding you to enjoy the journey, not just the destination, as you happy hustle for a life of passion and purpose. I am so grateful and humbled to be spending some time together today. Now, let's dive in. What is up, you beautiful happy hustlers out there? Kerry Jack here, and I hope you are having an amazing day. I mean, just enjoying this very moment right here and right now, baby. And in this episode of the Happy Hustle Podcast, we have on Mr. Nick Onken, who is most commonly known as the photographer of the Who Is Who and some of the world's most highly acclaimed entrepreneurs. Nick Onken is a creative alchemist whose professional and commercial repertoire has no templates or limits. He has been commissioned by top-tier brands such as Nike, Coca-Cola, Adidas, and publishers such as Cosmopolitan, Traveler, Marie Claire. His portfolio has photographed personalities including Justin Bieber, Usher, Tom Hanks, Jessica Alba, Tony Robbins, just to name a few. And he's worked with Pencils of Promise and Lewis Howes and all sorts of other amazing entrepreneurs and influencers. He is all about harnessing the power of momentum and creative flow to lead by example and continually creating and releasing new product lines and collaborations to just help expand consciousness. And you guys are going to love Nick's vibe. He is a happy hustler through and through, and one I'm really excited to share with you guys. So when you get some value, check him out on IG. We got it all linked up in the show notes. He's got a great page. He also makes some super dope hats, which I'm definitely going to get one. But yeah, you guys are going to love his vibe. He is definitely someone who stepped into his power, living life on purpose on his terms. And I'm really excited to share him with you. So let's buckle up and dive in after a quick episode sponsor break. Real quick, guys, I just want to give a massive shout out to Mag Breakthrough, baby. This is Magnesium Breakthrough, my go-to supplement for optimizing my sleep, reducing my cortisol levels, and overall just optimizing my performance. When you're not sleeping good, well, you know, you're not going to perform well. And this supplement is one of my go-tos. And you guys know, I just don't recommend stuff that I don't take myself. And this is one that is right by my bed. I take it religiously. And it's one of those supplements that I do highly recommend for just about everyone. And this one has 7 different forms of magnesium. A lot of those magnesiums out there are just one different or two different forms. This is 7 in the proper ratio. And it's made by a super reputable company that tests over and over again to make sure the efficacy is there. You guys get the hookup for listening and watching this show. You can go to magbreakthrough.com/happy. Save yourself some money. Get the hookup on this amazing supplement, and you got 365 days to decide if you like it or not, because they have a money back guarantee. So you got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Magbreakthrough.com/happy. Now let's dive in back to this episode. All right, Mr. Nick Onken, brother, welcome to the Happy Hustle Podcast. I am super stoked to connect.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Well, here's the truth. You are a happy hustler through and through. And, you know, I love your story. I recently was reading up on your bio and, you know, how you came from humble roots and you had your ramen days, like much like I did, where you were eating ramen noodles and kind of started from the bottom. And now we're here, right? So I'm excited to hear about your journey to this, you know, to this lifestyle entrepreneur, this happy hustler. And I want to dive into how we can extract some of those golden nuggets that you've learned along your journey to help the happy hustlers along their journey. But before we get into all that good stuff, Nick, what's something interesting about yourself that not too many people know?
Well, you know, that's a good question. Depends on who you're asking, right?
Yeah.
I think I'm just like, I appear to be like, on the creative side, but I'm also kind of a weirdo around, like, I like weird tech shit. I like pyramids. I mean, I don't know if you see, like,
oh yeah, I see some in the background.
Oh yeah, we got like pyramids that I wear on my head for meditation.
Love it.
Which, you know, we've also turned into like hats. You know, I don't know if you've seen this hat.
Oh but, yeah, those hats are awesome.
So I love weird shit like that and biohacking. And I don't know if that's that's like the right answer or if there is a right answer. But yeah, I'm a weirdo at heart, Emil. You know?
Hey man, there's no right answer. And I think we're all a little weird. I like the hats that you create. I referenced them in the intro, but they are super dope. If you're not watching on YouTube and you're just listening on audio, definitely highly recommend checking out these hats. You know, I'm definitely going to get one. I just don't know what to have you help me create because they're so unique. And I think, you know, biohacking too. I ran a biohacking company for about 3 years. Working with all the Fortune 500 CEOs and, you know, Olympic gold medalists, not all of them, but like a good amount of high performers and mm-hmm. high level entrepreneurs. And, you know, I think biohacking, what is it? I mean, it's the use of ancient wisdom and modern science to optimize human performance. And I think we all are biohacking in some capacity. What's your favorite biohack lately?
My favorite biohack has been, there's so many of them.
I know.
You know, I'm going to have to say the New Calm. I don't know if you've heard of New Calm.
Yep.
But that's been my travel game changer. Because like, I don't sleep well when I travel.
Yep.
So, like, you know, and this goes back to one of my other favorite biohacks is the Uller pad by Chili
yep.
Sleep.
Yep.
And like being able to cool your core temperature when you sleep at night, that thing is like, cause I run hot. And so I always look forward to getting back to my own bed, but when I'm on the road, don't always have that luxury. So the New Calm is this really cool thing where it's like, get this little patch that goes on your left acupuncture point here. It's a biosignal
disc. Wrist.
On your wrist. Yeah. Yep. Sorry. I don't know if this is video or both.
It's
or
both,
what, but
yeah, I always
for
like
those who are not on the video, it's the left wrist acupuncture point. And then you wear headphones and an eye mask. And then there's an app that has, it plays music, but it's under the music is like integrated almost. It's like binaural beats on steroids. It's like way mm-hmm. beyond binaural beats. And it drops you into deep theta state. So a lot of times it ramps down. Like the frequencies are actually by timing. So like at 8 minutes in, you're ramped down into deep theta and rest and recovery. So a lot of times I'll wake up at like 4 a.m, can't go back to sleep because the room's hot or whatever. And I'll New Calm for a couple hours and it helps balance out my rest and when I'm on the road. So
yeah, man,
those are a couple of my favorites.
New Calm, get that guy a brand deal. Jeez Louise, that was a great explanation. Oh man. So Nick, I want to dive into your journey as a creative lifestyle entrepreneur. I mean, you really have taken your passion and infused it with your purpose and you're making a positive impact, you know, and I know those are cliche buzzwords, but that's like what the Happy Hustle is all about and living, you know, in balanced, like flow state where you're not just doing it for a paycheck or for profit or success or ego or title. Talk to us just a little bit about your journey as this creative entrepreneur.
Yeah. I mean, and that's all a dance, right? Like it is priorities dance. It's a mindset of lifestyle design, really. And I think, you know, I went to school for graphic design in college. That was my first career. I took a couple of photography classes in high school and college just as part of the programs. Mm-hmm. And then as digital photography started to get better to be able to use on the computer and the design, I bought a digital camera, started shooting for my design work. And around that time, actually probably like early years, I read 4-Hour Work Week by Tim Ferriss, and just, you know, although it was a very different landscape for the book, it still gave me the mindset of like, how can I design my life to be creative and to live the life that I want? And that has looked differently over the last, you know, 20 years. And so I started doing graphic design, which gave me flexibility of schedule, which is great. Then I started doing shooting for my design work. Then I ended up like starting to jump ship and do photography as a career. I went to one of my nonprofit design clients I convinced to split the expenses on a trip to Africa, jumped off the cliff, didn't know what I was doing. I just was like, I want to travel and take pictures. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it does.
You know, And they said yes. And I was like, cool. No fucking idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I started asking friends or different people around me and got some advice and, you know, pulled off the trip. And that was a life-changing trip in two aspects. It was an immersion into the developing world, which completely shifted my perspective on the way that I see life and just, you know, we have it so good in the first world, you know, mm-hmm. And so to be able to live life from that perspective. And then secondly, it was like, oh, wow, I could really see doing photography as a career. And that was like very eye-opening. And from there, I just started to, move into the world of photography. And then I connected with another photographer. He opened my eyes that it was actually like a really, it was actually a career. You can make a business out of it. I had no idea that photography was an actual business or job. Like I never even thought about that. And from there, I wanted to be a commercial photographer. So I set on that track and, you know, a handful of years later, I was like, I got a job. One of my first big jobs was for Nike shooting pro sports players.
That's awesome.
That I didn't even know who they were. I had to look them all up and turns out they're a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
So that was kind of my intro into the world of photography. I thought I was in after that point, but then it was still like a couple more years before I actually started to get the ball rolling. But for me, that hustle, it was all about hustle because I knew what I wanted. I knew I wanted to be a commercial photographer and I wouldn't stop till I got there. And talk about a hustle. That was some years of hustle. It's always a hustle, but like that was building my portfolio and doing meetings and getting my work in front of the right people. And soon enough, I got an agent in New York and it became, you know, it's not that getting an agent really does anything except to help. They help manage and help like give you credibility. Mm-hmm. So from there, I started shooting all kinds of big print campaigns for everyone from Coca-Cola to Adidas, Nike, Reebok, everyone. And, you know, I'd see my work in print magazines. I'd be sitting on the plane and somebody opens People magazine. I'm like, oh, there's my photo.
Awesome.
So pretty cool. And, you know, that was like all through that was like so much hustle the whole time. And then probably around 2012, social media, Instagram started to come on, you know, social media, digital media became on the rise. And I started losing jobs because it was just this whole shift in the industry of the way clients were doing things, you know, didn't want to pay as much anymore. It was like a whole, like everything, and it's still going through its whole other iteration of that. And that was my first kind of, I don't want to say mental spiral downhill. Because I didn't know it was happening. I was on top of the world. I'd moved to New York and I was traveling the world. I was shooting campaigns all over the world from China to Brazil to Europe, everywhere. And, you know, clients are paying me to fly everywhere. Latin America did a huge job for Nike down, you know, Mexico City, Buenos Aires, Santiago, Rio, and it was just, I was living the high life and I moved to New York and I was living even more the high life because my career, I was making money. I was going out every night until 2 a.m. And then, you know, a few years later, the industry shifts and I'm like, whoa, what just happened? Way more saturation of other photographers in competition. And I was like, in this downward spiral. I didn't know what to do. And I was losing jobs and my business was declining and all these different aspects. And, I was talking to our friend Lewis and he started doing this emotional intelligence and leadership training out in LA. And I was like, man, I need to do something like that. And that was kind of like one turning point in terms of like my life mindset and how much it made me realize like how much mindset and emotional, you know, intelligence and leadership and navigation was so helpful to the hustle because it's all about perspective. It's all about, you know, being able to push through all these things. And so I started doing this program and that was really huge, huge eye opener for me. It helped me. Like that was one of the impetus to start my podcast. And I was like, I've got a lot of really amazing friends. I'll just start a podcast.
Yeah.
And started interviewing all kinds of really interesting people who had great successes, especially primarily in the creative world.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you know, it was a lot of fun to learn. And one of the biggest I guess, through lines is that it's all mindset. It's how much can you push through your doubts, your fears, rejection, all the things? How much can you push through that? How much can you rise above that? And, you know, we don't get to choose our circumstances, but we do get to choose how we handle them and how we move from them.
Yep.
And so that was a huge learning experience for me. And
along
the way there was, I'd connected with, Scooter Braun through the charity that I work with Adam Braun, Pencils of Promise. And that's mm-hmm. when I actually met Lewis, was through Pencils of Promise. And, you know, it was just like the idea of giving back, and, you know, that kind of boosted me into some relationships to be able to photograph like Justin Bieber and Usher and those guys.
Yeah.
And so that was just like a huge, you know, network learning, you know, it's building relationships.
Yeah.
Like the biggest thing I think in any entrepreneurial venture is who's in your network. How can you add value to them and help them along? Cause you, and when people like you, they want to do business with you.
Yeah.
So
true, man. I just want to chime in and just extract some of that gold that you just mined for us. You know, one thing that really sticks out is I like to use the phrase persistent consistency. And that's, you know, in any endeavor, but especially the creative industry, it takes persistent consistency, you know, where like adversity is going to strike. There's not like a clear trajectory, you know, in the creative industry. Oftentimes, like when you're climbing a corporate ladder, it's like, okay, I get this promotion. You know your path in the creative world.
Yeah.
It's ambiguous. Right. And so I think it's so important to have that mindset, as you mentioned, you know, that persistent consistency where, you know, oh, the industry shifted, you know, for Nick, and he pivoted and he found other ways to use his gifts. And, oh, you know, I made this connection. And then I made this connection where you're constantly just evolving, you're pivoting. And you're using that persistent consistency and that mindset to overcome, you know, whatever adversity comes your way. And then the one other thing too that you mentioned is building relationships, right? And I think this one, it's another like cliche saying. They say your net worth is equal to your network, right? And I think there's truth to that. You know, would you agree? I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, like everything is on who you know and how much, like what kind of relationship you have with them.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, you photographed, you know, Scooter from Pencils of Promise and make an intro to Lewis. And, you know, then next thing, you know, Justin Bieber and then Usher. And it's like how it happened was probably all through relationships and referral, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. All relationships. Yeah. And, you know, and you got to be in it to just like offer value and bring things to the table, especially in this world. You know, everybody's trying to take and they assume your time is free and, you know, all these different things because there's so much information given online for free. Right.
Yeah.
But when you're actually connecting with someone, it's like, how can you offer value to them? You know, typically the person whose brain you want to pick, their minutes are worth, their hour is worth a lot of money, $1,000, $2,000. So if you want to take them out to lunch and pick their brain, you know, a cup of coffee is not that much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For them to be able to say like, okay, yes, I can take an hour of my time to go see this person. So how, you know, when you're building relationships, how can you add as much value to that person as possible?
Mm.
And it'll come back. I think that's the other thing is just like, that I've been practicing and learning is in the world of abundance is like, how can I keep giving and without like this whole tick for tack, you know, obviously set boundaries. If you're giving to a taker, then they're probably not going to return. But like, I think the overall energetics of giving in general is something I'm trying to practice and being more generous and, you know, in my day-to-day life. And it's a practice. Like I grew up in a very scarcity driven upbringing. You know, it was like money doesn't grow on trees. Money is the root of all evil and all this bullshit programs the subconscious as we get older. Right. And especially as a creative pursuing, an art in the world of creativity to actually run a full business and do what you want. There's so many ups and downs financially and, you know, there's months where I don't have any work.
Yeah.
And there's months where I have a ton of work, you know, so, and you got to be able to ride those out and keep believing. I think there's so much. I mean, that's a whole nother conversation, is like the mental, like the spiritual beliefs and like
for mental sure.
subconscious programming and all these different things that I've gone through. But that part of the story, you know, that's, there's a second, a big second part.
Yeah. And I want to get into it. Yeah. I want to get into it for sure. But I also want to stay here just in terms of, you said something like adding value first. And that's something I'm big on, like adding value first and foremost. You might be sitting back listening to, you know, this conversation and hearing Nick and saying, oh yeah, I mean, it's easy for you to say now, like that you're at that level photographing Bieber and Jessica Alba and all these people. But what you're hearing Nick say is, you know, he added value first and foremost, like he was making himself useful. He was giving his gifts. He was helping a charity, which then, you know, karma circulates. Then you help then you get another referral because mm-hmm. you helped someone. And like one of the first alignments in my book and in my framework called Soul Mapping is selfless service. So selfless service, I think, is giving your time, your money, your expertise to causes and people that you believe in. And, you know, you have to realize, I love this quote by Tony Robbins, the secret to living is giving, right? And it's like,
yep.
it's so simple, but it's also so profound. And I think once you start giving to others, once you start making yourself, you know, useful, and you start to provide value to these people, you can increase your network quite substantially in a rapid time frame as well, once you really live with that selfless service mindset. So I love that you went there and you were talking about it.
Absolutely.
In terms of creative alchemy, I love the word alchemy. And I know, like, I want to stay on the business realm before we dive into, you know, the spiritual realm, because I know you're super woke and I want to, you know, get there. But just in terms of like business and your newest, you know, like trajectory for your business, talk to us a little bit about what you're up to now with, you know, creative alchemy and some of these different, you know, offerings that you provide.
Yeah, well, I'd say so. Like, if I continue the story a little bit, is, you know, I had like another kind of business space where I had to pivot, right? Like it was like the commercial industry has just gone to shit. And I was like, I've struggled to figure out what that was. And then Lewis came to me and he was like, hey man, I'm rebranding my website. I need photos, you know, let's do a photo.
Lewis House, for people who don't know who we're talking about.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Lewis House. I mean,
yeah.
School of greatness. Yeah. And so he kind of was my foyer into this whole other world of helping entrepreneurs and authors and speakers and people, you know, elevate their brands, because I've got all this experience shooting big brand lifestyle photography for big brands mm-hmm. and celebrities and magazines. I was like, how can I port this over to the personal brand? Yep. And it's really kind of, I have created a process around that for my photo shoots, but I'm also creating a program called Identity Alchemy that's getting there. But just to kind of preface that with
yep.
that's, you know, with Lewis, he was like, let's do a photo shoot. I need, you know, GQ branding is his kind of speak, right? Like I'm mm-hmm. used to shooting for magazines that are like doing this kind of thing. So I was like, okay, now I can take that learning and create that with entrepreneurs, right? So he can use these in press. He's using them for book covers and magazine covers and things yep. like that. And it looks high level, right? Like people come to me when they want to up level their brand and be a premium brand in their personal brand space. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's how I got, that was my pivot, right? Like pivot from the commercial world into creating a whole new business of helping entrepreneurs build their personal brands. So that's kind of where I'm at now in the photography space. And then deconstructing that, we are now building a program for a few more offerings. You know, we'll still do the Identity Alchemy photo shoots, which those are kind of one-off shoots that mm-hmm. anyone can, you know, apply for to book me for that. But
I'm going to do one with you.
Absolutely.
They're
love,
awesome.
Would love to. Yeah. Thank you. But from that, you know, we've been kind of distilling the process of Identity Alchemy and what does it look like to create a personal visual brand that aligns with who you are. And you got to figure out who you are first to be able to build that, right? And we're always constantly evolving our identity. I've gone through so many identity identities over the last, you know, 20 years, mm-hmm. let alone the last year and a half, right?
Yep.
You know, so identity alchemy is really like, okay, who do I want to, you know, let's deconstruct. So the first step is deconstruct. So let's deconstruct our adopted identity, like what society has told us we needed to be. Let's deconstruct our natural identity of who we really are and what mm-hmm. we are, what we want to offer the world. And then, you know, this is like condensed, but then the second step is curate. So we get to sit down and kind of think about and curate who we want to be, who we want to put out into the world.
Yep.
And, you know, whether that's, what are your priorities? What are your, you know, are you into fitness? Are you into health? Are you into hustling or life balance or all these different things, right?
Yep.
You know, and then we start to create mood boards, you know, based off of who you are and what you're envisioning for yourself. And then the third step is becoming. So stepping into that new identity mm-hmm. and becoming that, and then creating the visual assets and the visual brand for your personal brand around that story. So, right. It's like telling your story visually.
Yeah.
So that's what the identity alchemy thing is. And we'll probably like drop that as a cohort course coming up in the new year.
Oh.
And then, you know, and it's really for, you know, starting out entrepreneurs who are kind of like, what's a personal brand? How do I, what is this? And the kind of some ways to get started and things to think about and kind of how to kind of create visual assets out of that. And then I'm creating like a higher, super high end visual consigliere program where I am like a high end advisor running point on
creative direction.
Brand.
Yeah. Visual
creative direction, finding the right vendors, the right designers, the right people for web media kit. I mean, like I say, my media kit, you know, it's like different people, different experts in different categories. So helping people who've maybe exited a company and want to like really work on their legacy, create a personal brand out of that. Like I help them walk through that process.
I love it, man. And, you know, I just want to, you know, share a little context as to how I realize how important a photographer truly is to your brand, to your business, to your life, and to overall your image. And Nick, I don't know if you know, but I've had one foot in the entertainment industry for like 15 plus years. I had one point been, you know, repped by Wilhelmina and Next Models and all like, I know I don't look it. I look like a caveman now, but back in my prime, you know, a lot of Photoshop, I got her done and I was doing the thing, and I've worked with shit photographers and I've worked with phenomenal photographers, you know, and the difference of the same me with just the difference of how someone operates a camera and their vibe and their direction changes everything. And so I just want to, you know, basically toot a photographer's horn, and especially someone of Nick's caliber, like the importance of getting your identity and the alchemy behind it right, especially mm-hmm. if you're an entrepreneur, especially if you're a happy hustler looking to create a personal brand. It's so important to have that visual identity that speaks to your perfect target avatar, that also serves your mission and your message. And you really have to have some foresight. You have to think through it. It's not just, hey, get next to that brick wall and let's throw on a white polo. And, you know, it's like, there's so much that goes into it with the lighting and the imagery and the backdrop and, you know, your costumes and outfits or, you know, whatever. It's like the whole look and feel and vibe is so important. So I just wanted to mention how important it is for you. Where can people go to learn more about that, you know, and maybe even explore that opportunity?
Well, if you go to my Instagram, at Nick Onken, N-I-C-K-O-N-K-E-N, and O-N-K-E-N, and then just DM me the letters IA. And we'll put you on the list to learn more, to get more information when we get it sent out.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, definitely recommend if you guys are in need of some updated images and some just overall brand direction, you know, check out Nick and reach out to him. This is like, when you're ready to step up your game, this is one of those things that is a must, you know, you just have to have really good branding and imagery. This is, you know, you think about your first impression, right? Like people say that's, you only get one first impression, and it's one of the most important components, especially now with this 8-second attention span of most individuals out there, you know, with this, the hyper scrolling, it's like, you got a quick 8 seconds to capture attention. And if your images aren't professional, they're not on point, you know, you're going to lose people. And maybe then ultimately you're not going to be able to serve them with your message. So you're doing yourself and the people you're looking to serve a detriment if you aren't, you know, putting your best foot forward. So I just think it's really important, man. I just want to mention that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I want to talk about like work-life balance. Just, I know it's different in the creative industry for you. And I know every day is a little different because there's no set schedule per se. But what is work-life balance, you know, look like to you? For me, I just want to mention, you know, for me, balance isn't like a finite destination. You know, it's a never-ending journey, and it requires constant tweaks and pivots and, you know, adjustments, along the journey in order to just stay in that balanced, blissful state. What does it look like for you? Like, how do you, you know, implement work-life balance into your everyday reality?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I guess part of it too is like finding your zone of genius and your zone of passion, because once you find those and you live mostly in those, then it becomes less of a, I don't say it's less, it's, you know, for me, like I wake up every day and I'm like, oh, there's so much to do, but I'm like, what am I doing? Yesterday, like I got up and I, you know, worked on some branding stuff, did a couple contracts, worked on a hat, and then started, because I'm like learning how to DJ and to produce music.
Oh, geez.
So I'm like, oh, yeah. So I'm like, as if I need another creative hobby, but I'm feeling it and I'm enjoying it. So I'm getting Ableton, and I started DJing earlier this year. So that's been a lot of fun. And like yesterday I spent like half an hour, like looking through finding some new music that I'm vibing on. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to do a set. So I recorded a set, like an hour set, and it just, you know, that for me is flow. And then, you know, working on, you know, connecting with a couple photo shoot clients to book some shoots for next month. So every month's different. Like last month, you know, two weeks ago, I was in Aspen for this brand called Aviator Nation, who does like really dope. They do like bougie loungewear, but they also now have like puffy jackets and ski stuff, and they're super, super dope. And we were shooting in Jackson Hole a few weeks ago. So sometimes I'm on the road, and when I'm on the road, I don't really get much computer work done. So a lot of it's more I try to get, you know, but that's a lot of relationship building stuff too, is out. Mm-hmm. I'll go out to LA and meet up, set a bunch of meetings, hang out with friends, build connections.
Yep.
Things like that. So that's also, it's just kind of like this whole hodgepodge of mixture. Now what I'm not as good at is like more logistical shit, you know, the logistical marketing and sales type of stuff, which I'm working on trying to create a system and like find a team that can help me kind of execute more of that. That's kind of a 2022 type of thing.
I'll help you with the sales game. I love sales, so if you want to go through your process sometime, we can talk about that.
Yeah, definitely to hear your thoughts and chat with you on that. That sounds great.
Yeah. But I just want to mention too, like it's different, you know, but depending on what you got going on, like there's seasons of your life too, where it's like, I'm sure you shoot more in some seasons than others. Right. So balance looks a little different in that time. Right. So you're kind of pivoting, you're flexible, you know, you're working in harmony with the circumstances, the variables, right?
Yeah, totally. And, you know, I'm in a space now. I'm like, okay, looking out. Okay, I'm only taking 4 shoots a month. So
which is still, you know, a lot. Yeah,
still a lot. Yeah. You know, but each shoot is like a day, a couple of days with travel if need be.
Yep.
And then, you know, also implementing self-care stuff. I mean, that's been the biggest thing. You know, I went through a dark night of the soul probably three years ago.
Talk to us about that. Give us a little details on that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we can jump back there. Yeah. You know, I was dating this woman, and that ended up becoming a toxic relationship. And also part of that was struggling to figure out the pivot and figure out how to, you know, revive my business. You know, New York City ain't cheap. to survive in. So there is that. There's that pressure of having to hustle and figure things out. And, you know, this personal branding, it's a whole different business model, like completely different business model than the commercial world. And there's not very many people doing it, which is also a good space for me to be in, especially there's nobody with my experience in the commercial world doing what I do in the personal development world. So I have that leg up on things.
For sure.
But still, it's been like this, it's been this like just spiral. And after I had that breakup, I just went into this whole existential questioning of the meaning of life and the universe and everything. Just like, what are we doing here? What's the point of anything? Like, and I was dark for like a year.
Oh, wow.
You know, through that year, I was like, that was one, but it was one of the biggest
growth
pivotal
probably.
Points
yeah.
of my life. And I wouldn't be where I'm at now today if it wasn't for that period.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm absolutely grateful for having had gone through that.
For sure.
So I started reading tons of books, like, you know, A New Earth, Eckhart Tolle, and Becoming Supernatural, Joe Dispenza, and all these like amazing, amazing books, which I, you know, have helped me tremendously. I started doing plant medicine, and that's a whole nother journey.
Yeah.
That it's
like, I've tapped into it a little bit down in Costa Rica, did a little ayahuasca in Arrhythmia.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been there, but
that was my first ayahuasca journey in Arrhythmia.
Oh, cool. Oh,
yeah,
right
like
on.
3 years ago, I think. With Jerry, yeah. Jerry.
Yeah, his character. But yeah,
definitely.
I think there's a lot of growth in that. And you know, I don't look at it as something I feel called to do, you know, like consistently. But I do think if you feel called to do it, I think it's a powerful experience and potentially you should answer the calling, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's plant medicine for me has been amazing. Especially like mushrooms and psilocybin and reconstructing subconscious patterns and things like that. Cause it's all about intention.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. That's a good point. But reconstructing patterns, like just to mention, like that's one of the things where you kind of go back and you process things and then you can relabel them and recategorize and reconstruct in your brain what that actually means. So yeah, great point.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and it's really interesting the healing that happens throughout that journey. And just a side note, one thing that's like when I started my podcast, like doing a solo podcast for me, it would take me an hour and a half to do a 10-minute solo episode because I'd screw up, I'd overthink it, screw it up, cut it, re-record, you know, and move through it. And then through, you know, doing work with psilocybin, creating intentions around healing, whatever that is behind it, has dramatically changed the way that I can do podcasts now, where, you know, I can flow for like 40 minutes now.
Yeah.
And one take. And that's been so huge for me.
Yeah. Let me stay there for one sec because you mentioned something and I want the happy hustlers to actually hear it in the way that has positively impacted my life. And it's the word intention, having intention behind that social media post, having intention behind that solo episode, having intention behind your photo shoot, having intention behind your book, like thinking through the intention. That's something now I write when I do my solo episodes, I think of the title first and the intention of what I actually want someone to take away before I like write any notes or create anything. It's consistently title first, intention of the overall content and what I want the takeaway to be. And I feel that shift, if you're out there listening and you're maybe a little bit stuck or feeling maybe, you know, a little fear around your content creation process, allow the intention to guide you. Would you say that that's been a game changer for you?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is kind of interesting too, is like kind of the dynamics of creating with masculine and feminine energies and masculine energy is intention and feminine energy is flow. And I actually developed this whole idea called create your moments a long time ago. And that actually had to do with the way my process of photography. And, you know, we go into a photo shoot. This is like the pre-work, you know, and I bring this to like the Identity Alchemy photo shoots as well, as like, we create the sandbox with intention. So the clothes, the locations, the props, the, you know, everything else involved, you know, as with the creative process. But then, you know, we create that with intention and have those all set in place. And then on the day of the photo shoot, all those elements are there. And then we just play and we flow because the feminine energy is flow. And that's where the magic happens. That's where like the beautiful photographs come from, is like creating that sandbox to play in and creating the space, you know, to tell that story. Like I don't have like, oh, this is the image that I want, the exact image. I'm going to get this image. We create the sandbox to create something beautiful within that that ends up being even more magical than what we had set out to create.
Yeah, I love that, man. What would you say as just, you know, like the biggest piece of advice to creative entrepreneurs, to creative happy hustlers out there? What would you say, just if you had to sum up, you know, your journey and some of the greatest lessons learned into, you know, a brief monologue, what would you say to those creative, happy hustling entrepreneurs out there?
Well, I would say like, take care of yourself first, because everything comes through, right? Like how much sleep are you getting? How well are you taking care of your body? How much are you developing your mindset? How much are you learning and educating yourself? Because that's all going to spill out in how successful you are in the long run, is how much are you, it's really the dedication to your own personal growth and your personal alchemy.
Amen to that.
Creating from that space.
Love it, dude. That's beautiful. I do want to ask you some of these happy hustle hack questions. And these are basically questions in a couple of different disciplines. And first being health, you mentioned health, you mentioned its importance. I want to ask you, do you have a happy hustle hack in regards to your health? Maybe a tip, a tool, a tactic, you know, a biohack, you mentioned NuCalm, but something that you do that helps you, you know, stay sharp both physically and mentally.
Yeah. I mean, I have my whole kind of morning routine, which starts with meditation, 20 minutes of meditation, gratitude practice. And that sets the tone of the day, like subconsciously and mentally, before I even look at my phone. So I don't check any messages until after I've meditated. And then I get into movement. So I do like 20 minutes of movement, 5 minutes of stretch, 15 minutes of like HIIT workout. That's nice. Like high impact. So that gets my metabolism boosted, gets my body moving for the morning. And then now I'm like into elixirs and things like that. So nice. I make like these crack matches with all these elixirs from this company called Anima Mundi, which I'm obsessed with. And I put all kinds of weird herbs and shit in there.
There you go.
So that's kind of like the start of my morning. And I think crafting a morning routine that gets you grounded and gets you into the right state. I also like to listen to a podcast while I'm working out, because that's also a state change. If it's something that I'm interested in learning or getting inspired by, I think that's huge.
Yeah, I love that. The power of a morning routine. I mean, you win the day in the morning, they say. And, you know, I think for me, just being able to deconstruct a lot of these high performers' morning routines from, you know, the biohacking game that I was in, and now figuring out what works for you. That's what's important. Like, I have a lot of similar practice to meditation, you know, breath work, movement, gratitude, my rebounder, you know, listening to a mini trampoline.
Gotcha.
Mini trampoline. If you don't have one, you should 100% get one, dude.
I don't have space for a trampoline. I would totally get one, but literally. Yeah.
You could hang it on the roof and then just bring it down when you need it, like, or something like that. But they're great. They shake out the lymphatic drainage system. Really good to overall, just to boost your mood too. But yeah, hyperhydrating, you know, having your supplements and your elixirs, your herbs. I'm very natural. I was raised super holistic from my mom. She's big into Eastern medicine and, you know, never had like, you know, a vaccine of any type or any, I've been all natural. Like, that's kind of a big important piece to the puzzle, I think, is just what you put in your body in terms of, you know, your nutrition and these elixirs, these supplements. So yeah, I love that you talked about that in your morning routine, because it really does set the foundation. Let's talk about money, man. I want to talk about you know, I think it's important to talk about it. I think it's a frequency. It makes you more of who you are. Yeah. Do you have a happy hustle hack regarding money? You know, something maybe that you do to save or spend or invest wisely that you can share with the happy hustlers?
To save or spend wisely?
Anything to do with money that you do that you think could maybe be a something that you could share that adds value?
You know, I think for me, it's always been never being in debt and always only spending what you have allotted for. I mean, whether that's a good or a bad thing, I don't know. But and also like living below your means and being able to have extra money to invest or to put back into your business, things like that. I mean, invest in yourself. That's the biggest thing. Invest in your own education. Most of my money goes towards education of myself. It goes to health and it goes to my own creative pursuits. Close. I mean, yeah, sometimes I get a lot of shit for free.
Yeah, that's a perk of the biz for sure.
Yeah, that's also like a game, right? It's a social media, you know, building, which also costs money too. So I mean, you can, you know, the money goes somewhere.
Yeah.
But I would definitely say invest in yourself. That's the yourself is gonna be the biggest thing that's gonna grow even more wealth.
So true. Great advice there. And, you know, I think one thing you mentioned was just being debt free. You know, that's been such a blessing in my life. When I was like early in my 20s, I was in debt. Like, I think it was like 16K in credit card debt with like student loans and all this stuff. And then I made a conscious choice to increase my financial literacy, read financial books, and be very diligent with this debt payoff. And then I went from like 16K in debt to like 20K positive in the bank within 12 months, just from this financial literacy component, you know? And I think
that's
the power of like actually educating yourself, right? And as you said, investing in yourself. So really great point there, man. Let's talk about spirituality. Do you have a happy hustle hack in regards to spirituality? You know, like for me, it's all about faith, like believing in a higher power, something bigger than yourself. My mom's technically Jewish. My dad's technically Catholic. So I'm this, you know, mutt. But I just believe in a higher power and I pray every day and I practice gratitude. I mean, I'm just curious, what's your, you know, a spiritual happy hustle hack that you could share?
Spiritual happy hustle hack. I mean, I think defining what the relationship between you and the higher power that exists out there is, and diving deeper into that and like dedicating the time to really explore that. And sometimes that, you know, when you're living in the ego, and you know, I think a lot of the hustle is about living in ego and trying to prove something. And I think there's a dance between, you know, what I call hustle and flow. And you know, the hustle is that intention and the flow is the flowing and being in flow with the universe. And I think the more we can surrender to the universe, the more magic happens in our lives. And you know, really dive into your mental psyche of what drives you and what you need, what are you trying to prove? You know, like I look at this, like, have you read David Goggins' book?
You Can't Hurt Me.
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, like, he's an amazing like achiever.
Yeah.
But he's still at the end of the day, like fighting to prove himself.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, he didn't get his father's love.
Yeah.
And so he's still trying to prove that to him and to
worthiness.
The world.
Yeah.
The worthiness. And so the deeper that you can dive down and find out where those stories of, you know, not good enough and, I'm not loved or whatever that is for you. We all have different ones. For me, it's a lot of it's not good enough, but where can you work to heal those? And I think that's kind of where some plant medicine for me has helped, is diving into those things and rewiring the subconscious loops, because it's all of it, you know, 5% is conscious, 95% is subconscious. So, you know, because we've been conditioning ourselves for all the years that we've been alive, our subconscious, it's on autopilot.
Yeah.
And so to get into that autopilot and start rewiring that stuff. And, you know, when you do all that and we start healing those wounds and subconscious operations, we start to connect more with spirit. We start to connect more with the divine. And I think as a creative, it's like, if we can clear the channel and let the divine spirit, whatever you want to call it, flow through, and we get to birth creativity. We get to birth things into the world. As an entrepreneur, your business is your creative art piece. And mm-hmm. how can you allow more to build that baby and to like yeah. create that baby, but let it come through, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I think one of the big things I've learned in relation to spirituality and creativity.
Yeah, man. I love that. You know, and it's just, again, being very intentional with what you want to create in this world, and also healing some of those wounds, realizing where that why comes from. You know, what is it? The yeah. worthiness? Is it the lack of love? Is it you're not good enough? Like, and then work to heal that, so then you can create from a place of, you know, pure bliss and service. And I think yeah. that's it is. It all ties into spirituality, man. Now, Nick, this has been amazing. I do want to ask you the rapid fire round questions, and then we will wrap this bad boy up. This is basically where I ask you random questions and you just answer honestly. First thing that comes to mind. Are you ready?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Favorite movie? Go.
The Matrix.
Love it. Favorite food?
Tacos.
Favorite book?
Becoming Supernatural.
What's your spirit animal?
Penguin.
First time I've heard that. Best business advice.
Yeah. Best business advice would be to be you in everything that you do with business and really get down to the core of who you are.
That's great. Three things you're most grateful for.
My healthy body, healthy, able body. The magical life that I've been able to create, and the relationships of the amazing people that I have in my life.
Mm, love that. And if you had one billboard for the world to see with your last piece of content on it, what would that billboard read?
Just laugh. It's all one big cosmic joke anyways.
I love it, man. You crushed that rapid fire round, Nick. And I just want to take a moment, brother, to acknowledge you for sharing your love, your light, and your wisdom, you know, with the Happy Hustlers and myself. I mean, you are a happy hustler through and through, and I know it hasn't always been an easy journey. And it's one of those things that I feel all the happy hustlers out there can pull inspiration from, you know, the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows. And you know, seeing where you're at now and where you continue to grow, it's just, it's awesome. And I appreciate you just putting out that high vibration and those awesome frequencies in the world. So thank you, man.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Now, one last time, where can people go to find out more about you? You know, where do you want people to, you know, maybe listen to your podcast? Where's some of the best links?
Yeah, I mean, I would say like Instagram at Nick Onken is the hub of everything. If you want, my website is onken.co and the podcast is there, and you can get to pretty much everything from there.
And, awesome. And that's O-N-K-E-N.
O-N-K-E-N.
Yep.
Like Barbie on Ken.
Barbie on Ken. That's great. Now, before I ask you the final question, Nick, I want to just open the floor. Do you have any final words for the happy hustlers out there?
Yeah, I guess one thing I was just thinking about is like, you're never always going to be on top. You know, the hustle comes because things go up and they go down. And if you can push through the downtimes, hustle through the downtimes, and, you know, elevate your mental state throughout those times, that's where the success comes.
Amen to that. Now, final question, Nick, what does happy hustling mean to you?
It means doing what you love and hustling to make it happen, to create the life that you want.
Love that, man. Nick Onken, everyone. Thanks for watching and listening. We are out. Peace and love. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Happy Hustle Podcast. I truly am so grateful that you took the time out of your busy day to spend time with me. Now, if you got any value from this episode or any episodes in the past, it would mean the world to me if you could please leave a 5-star review and share this episode with your friends so we can continue to spread this message.
Guys, as always, it's been a blast. Now go out there and happy hustle for your dream reality.